The American Ministry Context as a Blended Spiritual Mission Field? Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. The American Ministry Context is often a blended spiritual mission field. In many places, people no longer fit neatly into one religious category. Someone may identify as Christian, but also use astrology for guidance. Someone may attend church occasionally, but also believe in manifestation, energy healing, or ancestor presence. Someone may reject organized religion, but still believe in angels, signs, spiritual protection, or personal destiny. Someone may say, "I believe in Jesus," but their understanding of Jesus may be shaped more by family tradition, social media, self-help language, or another religious movement than by scripture. This does not mean we should panic. It means we should listen carefully. Blended spirituality often grows where people are searching for healing, belonging, identity, protection, meaning, or hope. Many people are not trying to create a formal theology. They are trying to survive grief, make sense of suffering, protect their children, recover from religious wounds, or find a path through confusion. A wise Christian leader does not begin by attacking every mixed belief. A wise Christian leader begins by asking, "What is this person longing for? What are they afraid of? What do they believe can save, heal, protect, or restore them?" This is where the altar language helps. The altar is the place of ultimate trust. In American spiritual life, the altar may be personal truth. It may be family loyalty. It may be health. It may be safety. It may be liberation. It may be the body. It may be emotional healing. It may be success. It may be spiritual power. It may even be a version of Christianity shaped more by culture than by Christ. Your role is not to become harsh or suspicious. Your role is to become discerning. In a wedding conversation, you may need to honor family complexity while keeping the ceremony clear. In a funeral, you may need to speak resurrection hope without mocking the family's grief language. In a hospital room, you may need to offer prayer by permission without turning illness into a debate. In coaching, you may need to ask questions that help a person examine what they mean by "my truth." American Comparative Religion for Ministry helps you serve in these real settings. You are learning to notice spiritual language, protect dignity, stay within your role, and point toward Christ with patience and clarity. The mission field is not only across the ocean. It may be in the family meeting, the hospital room, the church lobby, the jail visit, the coaching session, or the funeral home. Listen deeply. Discern the altar. Minister with Christ-like clarity.